today's episode of the podcast. I want no one to watch who is under 18 because I'm having my friend Rachel on about mental health. And Rachel says she has no filter. There might be adult stuff said. I'm not really sure because I haven't interviewed her yet. But we have talked about it. So when we get to the interview part, you might want to turn off for your kids, or even now, because mental health might be a tough subject and it might be a hard topic. But because I want to talk about my mental health journeys and exactly what happened before I bring her on. Okay, what happened was when I was in middle school, I used to be sad a lot for no reason. Maybe it was because of the bullying, I'm not really sure. I went on medicine, and then high school, I was on medicine. I'm not going to say what medicines because I don't want to talk about medicines with you guys. I want to leave that to your doctor. But the medicine I'm on now, I mean, it's not the same I was fully on then. Some of it changed, and that's okay. But what happened was I've been on medicines. Changed because I was too hyper or this or that. I finally found something that was working, and it was great. I was on it for maybe years and years, over 10 years plus. And then my uncle died. My favorite uncle, Paul. Rest in peace, man. Love you. But the truth is, it prepared me for other deaths, but it made my anxiety worse. When my mom gets a call over and over from police and they say he died from fentanyl and drinking. One of my favorite uncles at the time, because he was the one I was closest to when I was a kid. And he just died like that. It made my anxiety worse. Like I was going to have heart issues and all that. Nothing was ever wrong with me. It was just I got anxiety and my anxiety would get worse at times. It was okay, but eventually I changed my medicine. This is actually recent changing of the medicines. The death was over 7 years ago. I can't remember when exactly. But what now is like is when my grandpa died 7 years ago, I knew he was dying. So I was prepared for it because he was sick. And when my dad died a year ago, I haven't heard from him in 2 weeks, and I got a call saying he died, they found him dead, and that's what happened. It was one of the worst bodies they've ever seen because he was dead for a while. He had diabetes. And I'm sad about it, but I wasn't as shooken up as I was my Uncle Paul because I didn't understand it. Once it happened, I got used to it. Paul's death prepared me for things, but it made my anxiety worse. I'm on different medicines. I get OCD. I'm sad at times. I mean, I'm depressed at times. My OCD is less. But my mental health story is I never wanted to kill myself. I was just sad for no reason. I had bad OCD. I had anxiety. I worry about things, you know? That's what happened. And that's my mental health journey. One of the wrestlers I watch at the local wrestling has a story of mental health as well. I know the reasons he's dealing with the mental health in it, but I never tell anyone because it's not my place to say. And why isn't always something I need to bring up unless the person's saying it or wanting me to say it. So we're going to move on from that. But I'm bringing on Rachel because she had a lot of mental health issues and she wants to talk about it. And she wants to maybe do like I want to do, be a voice for someone. If her or I can help anyone with their mental health journey, it would be the biggest joy in our lives. This episode is not going to be about wrestling. Even though when this wrestling comes out, this podcast, I would have been at a wrestling on Friday night, and I usually try to make these out Saturday. I'm doing this Tuesday so I can get with Rachel tomorrow. But the wrestling is on Friday night that I'm going to. Yeah. The mental health guy who deals with it wears green, so I might, if I remember, try to wear green. Or just my shirt from that company. It's their newest shirt. They don't even have it at the events on sale, which is cool. I'll see my one friend there. And one of my other top friends, best friends, whatever, Justin, will be going with me. He didn't go to dinner with us tonight, but that's okay. And I'd also like to, with deep sadness, say my condolences to George Wendt from my favorite TV show, Cheers, who played Norm Peterson. Thank you for everything, for making my favorite show amazing as it was, and be the only show that I remember literally watching every episode twice. It's my favorite show in the world. And to hear he died from just didn't wake up is sad. But thank you for everything, George. Everything you've done in the entertainment industry. You will surely be missed. I just wanted to say that before we went on to mental health and the rest of mental health. Rachel is one of my friends I met online. We've been talking for years and years. She's someone I really trust, and I wanted to meet her. Maybe when she next comes down to Florida, because she moved out of Florida, I will meet her and just say hi or something, because she's a quality human being. I don't know what you all will think, because she might have a mouth on her, but she's got a caring heart and wants to look out for people. And this episode is for us to help any of you who need a helping hand. And the new email address for the podcast is zmoneypodcast@yahoo.com. The letter Z, MONEY, PODCAST @yahoo.com. Feel free to send an email with any questions you may have pertaining to any episode or anything you want to talk about, and I will answer that question on here if it's okay to answer. Send anything you want, and it will go on. And I made that so we can connect with each other. It will be amazing. I want to thank you to everyone who's listened, everyone I've asked to listen who did, everyone who showed interest in this podcast, and for someone who convinced me to make a podcast. He calls me Z Money. I will be seeing him later on this week, probably on Thursday. I think it's Thursday. So if he sees this episode, he knows who he is. Maybe I'll start calling him D-Money. Or B-Money. Or BD-Money. Oh, wait, that's his catchphrase. I shouldn't. Alright, well, let's get started with Rachel. And I really appreciate her doing this. It means a lot to me. Thank you, everyone. It's time to hear my interview with Rachel. Hi, everyone. This is an interview with my friend Rachel. I know you can't see her, but she looks amazing anyway. And we might hear other voices. People might walk by. I apologize. So I wanted to ask her about mental health. Is there anything you want to tell me about you and your mental health?
So I suffer from anxiety, depression, bipolar, and schizoaffective.
What does the last one mean?
Schizoaffective. So what they say it means, which I disagree with, is because I have certain beliefs and I have had certain things happen to me that I believe that doctors don't. So they just want to label it as what's the word that they use? Delirious?
Crazy?
Delusions? When I know for a fact that they're not. But they have to name, they have to label it as something.
Right, of course they do. But that's what they said. So we'll skip the last one since we really don't know.
Well, I know, and my father actually has everything as well, and I got all of my genes from my dad. Well, so schizoaffective is kind of like, you're not, what's the word I'm thinking of? You're not a schizophrenic, but you have, like, schizoaffective, like...
Well, my grandmother had schizophrenia. Not the one who's alive, the other one.
But okay,
mother.
See, I'm not schizophrenic, but I am schizoaffective.
Well, okay. But tell me about you and being depressed.
Well, honestly, I think everybody is depressed, right? There's difference between being depressed and then being, like, clinically depressed, right? I'll go through really bad bouts of depression where I can't even leave my bed for days, you know, where I just don't. I have no hope, no motivation to do anything.
But you're still here, and we're so proud of you.
Right. And, like, I'll sleep. I will just sleep my life away.
But you do get up to go to the bathroom and maybe eat, right?
Well, yeah. But, like, when we're talking about depression, I mean, I have been so depressed at one point where I was after a bad breakup where, and I'll admit it, I probably did not shower in, like, 2 weeks. My hair was knotted up really bad. You know, you can see the length of my hair now. Well,
long
and after,
hair.
Yes, after that little bout of depression and getting out of a, yeah.
I told him you could stay up a little bit later. You told him one.
I told him one.
I said a little bit later.
Okay.
But if you can't, like, tomorrow.
Okay.
What's up to you? You're mom.
1:30. 1:30 is good for him. He's fine. Okay.
And we wait. But that's
not
okay.
Today. Not today. Hold on. I'm on a podcast right now.
You're what?
I'm on a podcast.
You're what?
What are you on a podcast
for?
Because I'm on a podcast.
For what, parenting?
No.
Mental health.
Growing up?
No.
I think her sister is on the podcast as well.
Do you want to join in on the podcast, Shelly?
All right. I get more guests.
Come on, we're going to... Do you want to come on in?
They don't get money.
Oh. Okay, it's about my... My friend here struggles with mental health autism. He wants to hear about my mental health. Would you like to talk for me?
No.
Hi. Hey, well... Oh, that's a One Piece.
No.
That's a One Piece flag. Hey, we
no,
should skip the...
I'm sorry. I've been drinking. I have been drinking. This is not for me to talk about.
Oh, okay.
For a podcast.
How about Mikey? Well, he has.
I'm sorry. I wish you the best. It's not the night. I'm sorry. I respect and everything.
Well, you're okay.
But I can't talk.
But you look great anyway.
Oh, thank you. Do I?
Yeah.
We look like twins, don't we?
Actually, I was going to say that, yeah, but she looks great.
Good curly hair.
I got curly hair, don't care.
Okay.
Hey.
I'm so sorry.
Who cares? I can edit this. It's no big deal.
I told you there might be some interruption.
All right. Well, okay. As we get back to the podcast that no one's going to watch anymore. I'll edit this. Whoa.
No, keep going.
I am, but I can edit it. So what?
Okay.
Tell me about how you're doing.
What? No. Oh. I'm sorry, everyone's drunk.
You can edit that.
Well, it's a topic.
No,
I'm saying another
one.
It's fun.
No, I respect it. Thank him for that. But no. It's not for us. I've been drinking, not for these.
You've been drinking, so?
Well, we've been planning. We have been planning this.
Then do it, Rachel.
I am.
Alright.
I should drink sober.
The truth and only the truth. Okay. All right. Edit that.
Thank you, sister. I owe you. I'll get you for
that. You know what? We might get some ratings.
I'll get you for that.
If you can interview her next time.
Okay. Well, that was a minute break that I should just leave in the podcast because it was funny. And maybe I can. I have another guest. Her name is... I have no idea.
No, it's me. My sister left.
No, I know it's you now, but I don't know her name, so she might be another day.
But, my sister, Sally.
Oh, that's her name. Okay, well, let's talk about whatever...
Oh, my God, we could get my dad on here. My dad.
Well, how about we get you first?
Okay.
Now, spill everything. Tell me everything about your issues.
My issues? Okay.
Well, not really issues, but some people they might be.
Okay, well, let's go back to the root of the problem, which I believe I was 3 months old, right? And...
Yeah.
I was left on a couch, and I fell and I broke my skull, right? 3 months old, 50 chance of living, 50 chance of
now,
living.
How do you know this actually happened?
My mom. And my mom, I'm not going to say who left me on the couch.
Well, but, we don't have to get into that part.
But my mom, okay, so it happened, and I guess my mom just picked me up the next day, right? She said she was walking me in the stroller, and I didn't make a peep, right? So it went a day, and I had a fucking cracked skull, and I'm still alive. And she said she felt my head, and it felt like, I mean, I don't know what she said, but she said she felt it, and she was holding, like, eggs, and she dropped the eggs, and she rushed me to the hospital. And, anyways,
sorry
I told
that
her,
happened.
Right, so I had a traumatic brain injury as a baby. Now, growing up, I was very, very quiet and very shy.
Hey, by the way, I told everyone this is an adult-rated podcast. You may say the word fuck as many times as you'd like. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm not there yet, though.
Oh, okay. So, it's not up to you, though.
No, we're going by from me as, like, a child, like, 5 years old.
Wow.
So, when I was, like, kindergarten, I went through... Okay, first of all, I didn't even... I had to go to pre first. I wasn't even ready for first grade after kindergarten.
Neither was I. I went twice.
Really?
I remember my... Well, only one of them I remember, I guess.
Okay. So, it's actually a pretty interesting story because I was in, I went to Pembroke Lakes Elementary, right? And I wouldn't talk. I was very, very shy, believe it or not. I wouldn't talk to anybody. And we were, you know,
shy
during...
still.
Yeah, well.
Not to
that's
you.
Okay. That's okay. But, you know, like when you're in school and everyone calls your name and you gotta raise your hand and say, hi, yes, I'm here. Well, I wouldn't talk, right? And I was in kindergarten and the teacher, you know, I raised my hand, but I didn't talk. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I don't know. I just didn't want to talk. And I remember she made me, like, cry because I didn't want to talk, and I think she forced me.
Use your words.
Anyways, long story short, my mom ended up getting that teacher fired, and I got moved to another elementary school. And I'm just, like, trying to get to the point. Like, I wouldn't talk. I would be, like, at my friend's house, right? And the mom would, like, oh, what do you want for dinner? And I would just whisper in my friend's ears, like, I don't know. I just didn't want to talk. I was very shy. And tell them to tell their mom, like, what I wanted or what I wouldn't. I would whisper. And I finally started talking around, I don't know, first grade. But anyways, like, it's always different. And
Besides that, I was, and another thing I think caused that is I'm left-handed. I'm the only left-handed in my whole family. And for some reason, when I answer questions or like random questions, like when you answer these, they ask if you're left-handed or if you had a traumatic brain injury. And somehow I believe that's linked also.
Congratulations on being left-handed.
Yeah, I'm a southpaw. And there's actually only 10% of people in this whole wide world that are actually only left-handed.
I knew that, actually. I read that somewhere.
Yeah. I tested it out one day at a bar, and I asked everybody, and nobody was left-handed. I was the only left-handed person.
Of course, it was at a bar.
Yeah. Well, like, anywhere. It's like there's no left-handed people.
No, it was at a bar.
Yeah, you know, that's where I go. But, so,
well, the
anyways,
drinks are expensive now.
Yeah, that's why you bring your own liquor in, and you put it in your purse, and you make your own.
Hey,
drink.
I know a restaurant. Guess what? They let you bring your own alcohol, and they pay you for the ice.
They charge them for you having your own ice.
Okay, no, they don't allow that part.
Well,
they charge you
if
for
you bring
your
it in
cups.
Your purse, and you put it in a Ziploc bag.
Not at that restaurant, you don't have to pay.
Well, you go in the bathroom, and they don't know what the hell you're doing. So,
yeah, that makes a good point, but I don't bring alcohol anywhere.
Right, and you said it. But,
that was my grandfather.
So, yes, I know the story. I know, and I'm sorry.
No, it's cheaper than what the restaurant pays. Are you nuts?
Hell yeah, I mean.
That's
a
wine will
I
be like
remember,
20 bucks or something.
For as long as I can remember, we filled up water bottles with vodka, or even my mom, we fill up flasks.
I actually know a story about my relative that did that, and I'm not allowed to say because she might be watching this podcast, and I've only heard it once. But the water bottles have been filled up with whatever substance they drink, whoever
drinks. Right, vodka, because it's clear and it looks like water. Or, you know, what we do is we hang outside of a bar and we just go to the car and we drink and then we just go back and hang out. And then it got to the point at my bar where we just fucking bring our own beer and we just drink it outside and they don't care.
Now,
but,
does that help your mental health with the drinking or does it make it worse?
Huh.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know that's a hard question.
I mean, with alcohol, I mean, I would say alcohol and drugs actually,
it
all depends because with my mental illness and being on certain kind of drugs, I've gone through psychosis and I've ended up in hospital.
Psychosis is a wrestler's name, by the way.
Okay. You've told me that.
Yeah, but I'm going to say it again because he's a Spanish wrestler. I don't know. It just comes to mind when you say psychosis.
Okay. And psychosis, when it comes down to my schizoaffective, it all falls down on my psychosis because of what happened to me a couple years ago.
Okay. What happened to you a couple years ago?
Well, it's a very, very long story.
Well, guess what?
But
I have my whole life ahead of me. You can tell me.
Okay, and I probably already have told you this throughout the years.
Guess
but
what?
Happened...
It doesn't matter if you told me. I want other people to know.
Okay, and they could believe or not, but like this had happened to me.
Well, I believe in you, so I hope they believe in you too.
Right. Okay,
right.
So what happened was, long story short, somebody had put a curse on me.
Okay, well, guess what? Before you go on, I definitely heard this story. You may continue.
Right. Somebody put a curse on me. And
it wasn't me, right?
It was not you.
Okay, good.
And then, besides that, I started seeing, like numbers. Like, I felt like a spirit, an entity, was trying to reach out for me for help.
You mean kind of like a psychic stuff?
Yes.
I need to go get my mother. She loves psychic stuff. She's got a
but
good
I'm
one.
But I'm more clairvoyant, and I'll get to that too. But I felt, and it was there. things were like trying to. I felt that it was like seeking help and sending me numbers and symbols and to try to help them out. Right. So I got really deep into this. Right. And then there were demons that were destroying my life every day, doing something to make my life hell. They even got as far as hurting my kids.
Well, guess what? I'm glad that didn't happen. That's the greatest thing of all.
Right. And then, I mean, there's so much. Then there comes the crystals that I used to wear for protection that used to fall and break off me.
Hey, you want to hear something? My mom's psychic lady said to wear the crystals. I forgot which one, but hey.
Well, I'm trying. I will get to it eventually, but they don't stick to me because I'm a witch. And I don't need the crystals because every time I had them or wore them, they have all broke off me.
But,
broke off me, the necklaces, the bracelets, the rings. I was even in a store, and I was buying a protective ring, obsidian, I mean, hematite, you name all the protective stones, crystals, rings, and they were praying over it as I bought it, and my kids were with me. It's like, I can't make this up. And as she was praying over it, it fell and broke into four pieces on carpet. So her mouth dropped, and then I got a reading. And this is like, I'm jumping from 2020 to 2024 now.
Wait, you mean the year or the age of your life?
The year. 2020 it all started. And then like 2024 I went to buy some, you know, I guess I was feeling like I needed more protection on me. I would buy the necklaces, right?
I'll protect you.
Silver necklaces. And they would just break, or the crystals. And then it'd be like, okay, well, maybe I don't need it, or maybe you did its job. But I always felt like it was something bad. And, like, no, they did. And I've seen shamans, right? like doctors. And, like, they would. And I've had horrible things happen to me. Like, I've seen them hurt me in my sleep.
Okay.
And I used to use pendulums to try to reach out to them. Be like, why? What do I need to do to help you? You know, so you don't have to, like, be here in my life or be attached to me. Like, I want to set you free. Like, what can I do? So I used to use the pendulums. You know, maybe I dabbled in a little bit of witchcraft.
Why don't you hang up with me when we're done and go buy a witch's hat? Because that seems like what you want.
No, it's not what I want.
Okay.
It's not what I need.
Okay, maybe the broom.
It's not what I need. And this is...
Magic
like, I'm
wand?
Okay now.
Oh, none of that.
This, you're making jokes, but it's not funny.
No, but you could buy that stuff. And I believe in you.
Right, I'm jumping. But anyways, so as I was going through all of this, right, and there were like things, and like, nobody would believe, like I would see demons, there was demons. And we're going to go back to a story, and I have the picture, right, where I met this fairy. Interesting character. I called him Mowgli for certain reasons, right? And okay, we're going back 2020. We're going back, right? And I was with a coworker. Yeah, you know, maybe we were tripping on acid, but that doesn't count. But he was telling me about his neighbor, who I gave the name Tarzan and Mowgli because he always walked around barefoot.
Wait
right?
a minute.
And
Disney movies.
Tarzan barefoot lived in the jungle. This was this kid.
And Tarzan was probably butt naked, too. I hope he wasn't.
Well, no, this guy was a weird Russian individual. But anyways, the point is he used to walk around with a sketch pad. He liked to draw, right? So a month before this, almost to the date, and I'm going to show you. I was on video doing it because I do my little documentaries, and I'm like, I want him to draw me. I said, I want him to draw me.
In what way?
I said, I bet you he'll draw a demon. I said, or an angel. But I said, I bet you he'll draw something evil, right? So, remember that. So, a month goes by, and I get a call from my old coworker, and he's like, oh, guess who I'm hanging out with? Because I wanted to meet this person, right? You seem so intriguing to me. He's like, I'm here with Tarzan. I said, oh, shit, I'm coming over, right? So, I go over, and I meet this character. And he has his fucking sketch pad. And I don't even ask him, right? I don't even ask him. And we're all like, you know, hanging out at the table, whatever, just talking. And
talking. You're good at that now.
I don't know, drinking, who knows what the fuck we're doing. But okay. Anyways, I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm drawing you, right? And I look at it, and I have the picture to this day on my phone. And it doesn't look like me, but it does look demonic. I swear to God, like, it's in the eyes, it's in the face. And I wanted him to keep going, but my OP just freaked the fuck out, my coworker. He's like, no, stop right now. Stop it.
Sorry, right he now. Didn't continue.
Yeah, and I, you know, I don't know where that fucking Mowgli is, but...
But you said it was Tarzan, not Mowgli, right?
Tarzan and Mowgli. And you know what's weird? If you look up, and I found this out later, what's the name? Something Kipling. It's so
Rudyard
weird.
Kipling?
But he wrote The Jungle Book, right. And he wrote something about Tarzan, so it's so weird. That's another weird thing.
That's just coincidence, I think.
And there's no such thing as coincidence. And we're not even talking about the physical stuff that had happened to me or, like, my ex-boyfriend, like, the physical attacks
that
have happened.
So that also contributed to your mental health.
Well, no, these were physical attacks from, like, the
No, I know, but it's mental and physical. You, if something like that ever happened to me, I'd be thinking about it all the time. I'd get even more depressed. I understand.
Oh, no, I became obsessed and I became manic.
Yeah, I understand. I totally get it.
And I went to so many, like, people to read my palm or so many. I've been to psychics. I've been to shamans.
I know a good psychic that I won't name on here because there might be non-believers.
But... Speaking of, okay, so I predicted that happening, right? And it happened. So I've been told I'm clairvoyant.
Can you give me a psychic reading?
When you predict like the impossible and it actually happens, that's clairvoyance.
Yeah.
Like, I predicted this kid would draw me, and he actually did.
Okay, so you have anxiety, depression. You can predict things that are going to happen. You are pretty amazing. I'm glad you're still here and healthy. And your kids are doing okay too. That's good.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions you want to ask me?
Sure. I would like to hear about your mental health.
Ooh, that sounds interesting. I have been on anxiety medicine since I was in, I believe, middle school. I was on... I don't really know what medicine I was on at the time, but I kept switching and switching and switching, and eventually, you know what? I ended up getting more depressed when my uncle died. It wasn't that he died, it's just you get a few phone calls and they're a police officer saying your uncle died from fentanyl drinking. How does that affect you? Bad. It makes you think differently. And then I felt worse and worse and worse, you know? So then I was on the same medicine, but then I switched medicines, but then... You know, when my dad died, my grandpa died, my uncle dying prepared me for that, which was pretty amazing. You know, because if you're not used to death and then you hear someone dies, it's pretty shocking. So it made my anxiety worse. But I've always been on medicine because I had OCD. I was sad for no reason. Never suicidal, but, you know, I always had... issues. I was sad for who knows what reason. And I never exactly had a reason, always.
I can attest to that because, like, I've been in moments where, like nothing, like, why am I so sad? Why am I so sad when, like, everything is going good?
No reason.
And, like, why do I feel so sad? Why am I here crying?
But sometimes anxiety came for no reason. And I think sometimes it might have been too much caffeine at the time. I can't really say.
I can also agree with you with caffeine causing my anxiety. Sometimes I can't drink it. Or sometimes when I do drink it, my anxiety
hits
the roof.
Depends.
And then I'll have to take more medication.
But the thing is, sometimes my anxiety gets real bad when there's like, I had an incident with a woman once I wanted to get out of my life and she upset me. And it just made my anxiety so bad for a whole weekend. The couch loved
that.
The couch hated me that weekend. Oh, that's all I was doing. Yeah, I remember that. And I never actually spoke to that lady or know she still tries to contact me. So I'm not going to get into her because who knows. But you know what?
I remember that, but she was stressing you out.
But she's got mental health issues as well. The way she cried on voice messages is upsetting. I feel so bad for her. Like, I have a heart, and I care about people. Even if they do bad things to me, I still want them to be okay. I want her life to be fine. I want her to make it in this world and not be sad.
Right, but you just don't want her in your life.
Oh, no. She's never coming to my life again. And if my mom watches this podcast, I will tell her. The term crazy lady. The latest one. The one that left me on the couch.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm laughing, but I don't mean it.
No, that is a funny term because I created that. For every woman that I've ever thought was crazy, I call crazy lady. I don't even say their first name. I said crazy lady. Mom knows who. So it is kind of funny, actually. But I told Mom, this crazy lady is not coming back in my life. And I'll never...
You know what? Good. Good for you for keeping...
But I'll never know if she wanted just money and lied about some of the things or told the truth on some of the things. But having that happen to you affects you mentally as well because you feel like you're not a human. You're just a... What's it called? A bank account.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be more than just a person who could say, here's money. I want to help the world. I hope a podcast episode with me and you about mental health could help people. That maybe people see things like you or I do, but it's okay. You know?
Yeah.
And it doesn't make us bad people because we have mental health. So,
and with my anxiety, like, I mean, I think the anxiety and depression go together sometimes. Like, I would just wake up, or I would get crippling anxiety where, like, I couldn't get out of bed. And I would just have to, you know, I take my medication, I would just take a med. Or I have social anxiety, social awkwardness, whatever.
Or
even when I have to go out and I know I have to socialize with people.
Oh, that's the worst.
I have to pop a pill. I have to take a pill.
Okay, well.
There's so many times I don't want to have to deal or talk to anybody.
Well, guess what? You're doing it now.
I used to always say that, like, I just always wanted to hide. Like, if I had any superpower, I would just want to just disappear so nobody would see me. Out of sight, out of mind. You know, I just have to be forced to be around people. Like, I don't want to be around people sometimes. Like,
well, it happens. I understand.
I just want to disappear.
My mom always wonders, how come you don't want to leave the house today? It's my day off. Leave me alone.
You just don't want to deal with people or see people or talk to people.
Did you happen to ever see my Instagram video on a wrestler's... Did I send you that video of me on the wrestler's Instagram?
Yes, when you're wearing the green.
He put me there for 24 hours, that guy.
That's awesome.
And I went to the restroom the other night, and of course, I said, you didn't see me. I wanted to take a picture of you. He felt bad. I didn't want him to feel that bad, though, you know? He's a very nice guy. But, you know, it's nice to be able to connect with people and say, hey, support that charity, NAMI, whatever it really stands for, something about mental health and Miami and whatever areas, I guess. And that's very nice. I donated $10. because I'm such a rich human being. No. But it was nice. All right. Now, is there anything else you want to ask me before we hang up and say that I'll see you?
Well, no, there's so much more to talk about.
We will on another episode.
I mean, I barely even got started.
Yeah, I know. Me neither. But you have the rest of forever. We can talk about it. If you want to be
but,
on
like,
the...
I want to go back and edit, like, because there's so much, and, like, only little bits I said that people are going to be like, okay, like, it doesn't, like, I might sound crazy, and what pisses me off, okay, is these doctors, right?
Yeah, yeah, these but doctors, you know what?
The doctors. Oh, because they don't believe me. Oh, yeah, like, let's just label, and you know how many medications they tried to put me on that I felt made me feel more crazy? So
then
I stopped.
Then you know what you do? You tell the doctor you can't stay on that medicine. It has happened
to me.
I
tell
them
I don't need it. You know? I don't
yes.
Know, I feel like
yes.
I don't need it, so they, I don't take it. So
but you know what? Medicine is good for you because it helped me. But
oh, yeah. I'm all for it. I take my Xanax, right? I take another thing that helps me sleep, and it's an antipsychotic, right?
Yeah.
I take something, another thing for my anxiety because I'm a very panicky, nervous,
I understand.
Manic,
make
anxious person. I get very fucking manic.
Make sure whoever you are listening to this podcast, listen to your doctor about the medicines. Take what's prescribed
but,
to you.
But, no, I mean, but they don't, like, they don't want to listen, and they just want to just label you as something. And it's like, just because they don't believe it or they didn't go to school for it, they don't believe you. It's like, oh, you're going through a manic episode. Like, no,
but,
I'm not. What
but
I'm
maybe
going
you
through
are. Who knows?
Real. Like, the demons, like, they were, and they're still on me. But you know what? And there's another story of, like, I'm in North Carolina now. The first time I came up here, of, like, a warning they gave me. I took it as a bad sign, but it was a good sign. And
yeah, tell
I
me.
My color of protection now. Like, I've worn so many crystals, so many this, so many that I have broke, right? Oh, God. Anyways, it'll go on to the next podcast. But my color is red. And it's all based off a red lighter when I came up here. Yeah, that's another story. But I have red on now, and it is, has not broke off me. Everything, you talk about a ring, you talk about a bracelet, you talk about a necklace, has all broke off me. I have pictures of this. And anything that I used to use would break or fall. And, like, I took that as a sign, like, they knew, and they feed off fear, right? The other side, the spirits, they feed off fear. So they knew by, like, doing that to me, I would be terrified and scared, and it worked. And it took me a long time to realize. It took me a long time to realize that I'm not going to let them feed off my fear. And it took me a girl that I had met to realize, okay, you don't need this, like, you're different, you're a witch. It doesn't mean I'm a bad witch, but it means that I'm, like, that's why the crystals can't stay on me.
They didn't burn you at the stake, at least.
And then, like, I have certain powers, and I was, you know, using them the wrong way with crystals, and I don't need the crystals. See, if I really were to, like, look into it, I could probably, you know, but I'm not. I'm past that in life. I don't want to go back into that. I'm good now. I'm safe. I don't feel any bad energy around me. I don't feel any negativity over here. Where I'm at.
Okay. And so you're at a good place in life now, and that's what matters.
Yes. Mentally, physically, emotionally.
Physically?
Everything. Physically is, what's the word I'm looking for?
Happy.
Well, mentally, everything.
Well, I'm glad your mental
yeah.
health
safe.
Is doing
I
better.
I don't feel like I have, you know, the demons aren't coming and, like, attacking me or anything. They're not.
Yeah, well... You're
and a lot
good.
Of it had to do with my mother's house in where we lived in Plantation. A lot of it had to do with that, too, in that house.
Well, I hope we don't bash your mother because...
No. She used to, I used to be gone at work, and, like, she started even believing me, and she would start saging the house. And
mothers believe their children.
No, she will, because they started to believe me.
Okay, that's good. I hope everyone believes.
They used to start, you know, I even went to a priest one time, and I had to get holy oil for me and the kids, and I had to mark on all the windows and all the doors. I had to put a cross on everything.
Oh, well,
but
I'm curious. I've
just,
never had
just,
a cross.
That just pissed them off even more.
Okay, well, I'm glad you told me, but I appreciate you for always being a good friend to me. Thank you for
everything.
Yes,
and I appreciate you for always being a good friend to me.
Okay,
and
well.
Always checking in on me and always saying nice things about me, even when I don't believe them myself.
Okay, well, we'll end the podcast and I'll talk to you next time. Well, we'll have you on next time. You're never going to actually believe this. I interviewed my friend Rachel. She's got mental health issues like me. We were just talking to her to see what she has to say about things and to go from there. And of course, her sister got involved and heard and didn't realize. But that's okay. So we're recording a podcast. And of course, Rachel decides to call me right now. Don't call me, I'm recording the end of the podcast. So I decided to leave in that part where the sister got involved. Because it shows Rachel is okay with herself. And she was all over the place, she texted me just now. Yes, she's all over the place because that's mental health, it's real. You think what you think, you say what you say, you are who you are. But be in a good place with who you are. No matter what your problems are in life, you can still be great people. I have mental health in my family. My grandmother had schizophrenia. And I'm on medicine, so are other people in my family. And it's okay. It's okay to worry about things. Just do your best. I hope this episode puts a little insight to Rachel, my friend. And if you want to ask her any questions, remember you can email me and her at zmoneypodcast@yahoo.com. And I appreciate you for listening. I don't know what the next episode's going to be, but I'm pretty sure it will not have Rachel's sister getting in it at all. Thank you so much for listening. I'm recording this on Sunday after I watched the NXT Battleground Premium Live event, which I enjoyed very much. That Obafemi guy is awesome. He is the real deal when it comes to wrestling. And I'm off tomorrow because of Memorial Day. I'd like to say a happy Memorial Day and thank you to everyone who watched. And one more thing I'd like to say. Rest in peace to George Wendt, who played Norm Peterson on my favorite show, Cheers. I don't drink, but I always felt like I was at the bar with him watching it. George, rest in peace. Thank you for everything. And everyone who watched my podcast and gave it a chance, thank you. This might be a very controversial episode because it talks about mental health and maybe has a few bad words, and it might be tough for some viewers, but watch it if you'd like. And whatever you want to say about it, go ahead. Thank you. Have a good one. Take care. See you next time.